Hi, I'm Roger Love, celebrity voice coach, verbal strategist, top-selling author, and founder of The Voice of Success Live. I'm working to make the world a better place, one speaking voice at a time, starting with yours. In honor of Memorial Day, I want to help you find the right verbal strategy for when you commemorate and remember others. Memorials are a special time to reflect, offer our respect, and celebrate a loved one. While the guest of honor isn't physically present to hear your words, what you say can bring so much comfort, honor, and joy to those around you. Your speech may be the healing that they need or the memories they reflect on in coming years. So having the right verbal strategy, the right sounds, is important. Today, I'll help you sculpt a way to achieve the perfect voice for this occasion. I'll be using my building blocks of voice and 1 to 10 scales from my perfect voice programs to describe each building block. Log into your perfect voice profile if you need a refresher. Now let's start with pitch. Remember that the environment may be filled with a sense of sadness and loss, so I recommend that your overall voice during a eulogy or memorial speech be uplifting. Try to be a little bit higher on the pitch scale, maybe a 5 or a 6, the way I'm doing right now, and avoid going too low. The higher pitch will make others feel more joyful and hopeful. It'll also help you create an uplifting atmosphere and reduce the sorrow surrounding the service. Next, your pace. That should stay at around a 5. Make sure to be consistent and don't drag it out by slowing down. Life has a beginning, a middle, and end, and each part is important. We don't rush through any of those parts of life, so we shouldn't rush through the eulogy. Going too slow invites the audience to sink into their sadness or mentally wander away into their own thoughts, leaving you alone at the microphone and no one listening to you. So keep the pace going. Now, moving on to melody. You should have a lot of melody, around a 7 on a 10 scale, which is a lot of melody, the way I'm doing right now. You're celebrating a life well lived and a person much loved. You're positive about the fact that love never dies and that the person is in a happy place. So this level of melody will communicate that you're happy, everyone should be uplifted, and help keep everyone's spirits up. Next, let's talk about tone. Aim for about a 5 or a 6. I don't want you to be all airy and light and sound like you're just blowing in the wind. I want people to get strength from your voice, and a bit more edgy tone will help with that. Your voice will ring out with hope and consistency that makes people feel good about the person you're honoring. An airy voice cannot effectively lead people who are mourning. They need strength to be pulled towards hope, and a more edgy voice can do that. Finally, volume. Stay strong, around a 6. This delivers a strong, confident impression that shows others your strengths and encourages them to summon their own. This Memorial Day, take time to remember and pay respect to those who mean so much to you, no matter where they are now. If you're attending and speaking at a memorial service, use the verbal strategies I provided here to fill everyone in attendance with faith and belief that the person we're gathering for will live on in their hearts. Personally, I'll be using the holiday to remember all the great times I've had with my loved ones and remind them, wherever they are now, how much I appreciate and love them. and know that I appreciate you. So thank you so much for spending this time with me, and I wish you all a wonderful, happy Memorial Day.